Boost Your Visibility is for you, the creative entrepreneur who has a product or service-based business that you need to grow while keeping your family and your well-being top priority. I'm your host, Brenda Eckhart, photographer and brand strategist. Boost Your Visibility empowers you with the latest strategies to help you get more traffic on search and social. But this isn't your typical business podcast. There won't be pressure to do more, 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 or hustle, hustle, hustle. Instead, I'm giving you strategies and systems to help you work smarter so you can avoid burnout and be more present in your everyday life. Here you'll find motivation, inspiration, and all that you need to keep your work and your life moving in a positive direction. Let's get started. Welcome to another episode of Boost Your Visibility. I wanted to share with you today a little bit about the winter season of a business. And when I say winter season, I don't mean like, you know, a business isn't doing well or the season of winter necessarily, but more we cycle through different seasons in business and each one is so very important. I live in Wisconsin and every season here is just as beautiful as another. And each one makes us look forward to the next because there's always something to look forward to and there's always something to benefit from during that current season. So right now, in a seasonal business like photography, even marketing for seasonal businesses, some of my businesses that I do marketing for are very seasonal. This is winter where it's quieter. I'm going through, you know, analyzing statistics, seeing what worked and what didn't, planning for the busier time, and really thinking through what worked well and what didn't. What do I want to keep as policies, procedures, and content plans? And what do I never want to do or experience again? We all have that one kind of pain in the backside customer that comes along. And usually when that happens, it's because either we have something to learn or we have a change in our policies that are needed. So I take a lot of notes during this time of year, and I am a writer by nature, so I do like to go through and really think through how the season went, what were my favorite moments, and what were not at all my favorite moments, and how can I avoid them at all cost. Time is my currency, big time. Money, I love. Money's great. Don't we all love it? We all need it. But really, time is my number one currency, and I don't want to waste it, especially with shorter seasons like we have here in Wisconsin, where it's really only warm from May through October if we're lucky. And there's some rain in there too. So I really need to be smart with my time and how I spend it. And a lot of that is having really great consultations, really great planning, and really great policies and procedures. So during this time of everybody talking about goals and doing all these big, huge things, I want to encourage you to allow yourself to feel the winter season and really experience it and revel in it and enjoy it so that you can continue to mold your business and your work into what you want it to be. Because believe me, people will mold it for you if you don't take the time to really look through what worked, what didn't, and what you want to change. I have a question that I ask a lot of my friends, and I ask it throughout the winter months, and I get laughed at a lot, but it really makes people think. And I ask myself this a lot too, because summer is usually the favorite month of activities and doing things with family and friends. So my question is, hey, so-and-so, I have a question. I usually know what it's going to be. What do you want your summer to look like? And it makes people pause because we just don't think that far ahead. But if we don't, life will run you if you don't run it. So I want to encourage you to take the time to give yourself space to just let yourself be in a winter season and enjoy it and plan for the future, but don't overplan. You don't have to plan every detail, but you can plan how you'd like for things to look. And that is like lighter goal setting. It's like goal setting light. You don't have to go into hustle culture in order to really move the needle forward. And I believe the smartest business owners take a much more calm approach than the huge mood boards. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. If you're a planner and you love your mood boards and your goals on paper and all of those things, that's awesome. Keep doing it, definitely. But I also think there is more to that that is like in here and in here, and meaning your head and your heart, of where you'd like things to go in the future and how you're going to get there. Visualizing is important. Manifesting, I know a lot of people believe in that. To me, it is more based on learning from past experiences. What worked, what didn't, and what can you do different in the future? It's so simple, and yet we all tend to overcomplicate it. So I just wanted to give you that permission to take a few breaths. It's here right now at the time of this recording, it's January. It's not crazy season for most people. It's okay to just kind of take care of yourself, let yourself feel the winter. Doesn't mean seasonal depression, although we can't always help it. It just means letting yourself have room to dream and grow. And sometimes that even means professional development. Just look for some online education that is either totally on topic with what you do for a living or a whole new skill that you want to learn. For me, I'm learning more about AI just because I'm a geek and I love that stuff. And it feeds my creativity on the marketing and photography side to do something different and stretch my brain in different ways. So I hope that this was inspiring for you. I hope that you are enjoying your, if it's winter, your winter season, and you're just really taking care of yourself and breathing a little bit. Let me know if you have questions, and I would love it if you subscribe to the channel, to the podcast. I'm on YouTube, Spotify, anywhere you can find podcasts, iTunes. And if you go to my website, boostyourvisibility.net, you can find more and learn more about how to work with me. And basically, separate from the podcast, I help overwhelmed marketers and business owners to grow organically online and at the pace that's right for them and their life and their business, because growth doesn't always mean going viral. Growth means getting real customers that are really going to either come into your door or order your product or service. And there is a dance to that with all of these online applications on social media and Google. And I help to simplify it, make it less overwhelming, and make it fun. So again, reach out if you have questions. If you have ideas for a podcast episode, I would love to hear that. And I look forward to talking to you on the next episode of Boost Your Visibility. Thanks again for being here.